This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
This is the Community Notice Board on Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM.
Celebrate Chinese New Year, the Year of the Rabbit, on Saturday the 28th of January. Head along to Lanwan Dunedin Chinese Garden from 7pm to see out the Year of the Tiger and welcome in the Year of the Rabbit. Be part of the action and join the Dragon Parade from Princess Street to the Gardens from 7pm. The garden opens at 7pm with gold coin donation, and if you're feeling peckish, there'll be food trucks on site. You can't miss the Dragon Dance at 7:15pm, followed by the Lion Dance, cultural performances and celebrations kicking off at 7:30pm. And if that's not enough, then the grand finale at 10pm will be the icing on the cake. Literacy Aotearoa Dunedin is holding an open day on Monday the 30th of January from 10:30am at Shop 2, South City Mall, 110 King Edward Street. 2023 classes include computing, cooking, literacy and numeracy, driver licensing and an introduction to Te Reo Māori. You can find out more by visiting literacy.org.nz or phoning 0800 678 910. The Whingatui Artisan Market is an amazing day out, combining race day with stalls, food trucks, crafts, kids' clothing, pet toys and treats, homewares, boutique clothing, candy floss and much more. Head along to the Whingatui Racecourse, 285 Gladstone Road North, on Saturday the 4th of February. There'll be loads of parking, bring your picnic blanket and sunscreen. Have you been wanting to learn some new skills? Or do you have a friend or family member who said how much they wish they could do a sewing class? Registrations are now open for Stitch Kitchen's Term 1 sewing classes, and they now have funding to make their workshops more affordable and accessible. There's a 3-week Sewing for Beginners course for all ages, a 6-week Kids Sewing Club, ideal for 8 to 12 year olds, and a 6-week Freestyle Sewing class. Go to stitchkitchen.nz for more information. Supergrands Dunedin are looking for volunteers to join the team. They offer help with cooking and budgeting, knitting and crochet, sewing and quilting, speaking confidently, and health and well-being. They will provide training and support to all volunteers and a friendly, welcoming environment for all. If you're interested in volunteering, please call into their premises in the South City Mall, phone 455-0981 or email info@supergrandsdunedin.co.nz. The Otago Community Hospice Shop at 127 Vogel Street has opened a $2 bargain basement. The entrance is slightly along Vogel Street from the main doors. Clothing is available from $2, and you can fill a bag with clothing, linen, etc. for $2 also. Help reduce waste and help the hospice make a difference. Monday to Sunday, 10am to 4pm. The Tyree Network Hub is open every Wednesday from 10am to 4pm at the Tyree Rugby Club, 35 Reed Avenue, Mosgiel. Meet with the Community Connector, sign up to volunteer, or have a chat. The Tyree Network are into building connectivity and collaboration. If you require any information about services available to the Tyree or want to share an event you have planned, they can help.
That was the Community Notice Board on Otago Access Radio. To place your event on our notice board, please give us a call on 471 6161 or send us an email to admin@oar.org.nz. For a full list of our community notices, check out our website at oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.